Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm James, and as always, I'm joined by my fantastic co-host, Lisa. Today, we're diving into a fascinating and vital topic for educators, promoting learner reflection. Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm great, James, and really excited about this topic. Reflection is such a game changer in the classroom. It's not just about what students learn, but how they think about their learning. And when you get it right, it can make such a difference to their progress.
Exactly. Reflection is all about metacognition, thinking about thinking. Essentially, it's helping students understand how they learn, so they can plan, monitor, and then evaluate their approach to learning. It's such a powerful skill, isn't it?
It really is. And the beauty of it is that it's not something that requires massive, complex changes to your teaching. There are simple routines and strategies you can embed into your lessons that help students develop this skill. Let's start with some of those quick daily routines that only take 5 minutes or less.
Great idea. One classic example is the exit ticket. At the end of a lesson, students answer a few quick questions like, "What's one thing I learned today?" or "What was the muddiest point?" It's such a simple way to get them reflecting on their learning while also giving teachers valuable feedback.
Right, and it's so versatile. You can do it on paper, using a quick online form, or even verbally. Another one I love is the traffic light system. Students use green, yellow, or red cards, or even emojis online, to indicate whether they understand, feel unsure, or are completely lost. It's visual, it's quick, and it helps both the teacher and the students identify where they stand.
Absolutely. And for something a bit more open-ended, there's the one-minute paper. You ask students to summarize the most important idea from the lesson and maybe add one question they still have. It's reflective but also encourages them to articulate their learning in their own words.
Exactly. And if you want to dig a little deeper, you can move into weekly routines. These give students more time to think critically about their learning. For example, a learning journal is fantastic. Students write entries about what they learned, what surprised them, what strategies worked, and what they'll do next.
I love that idea. And the key is to model it for them, especially for younger students. You can even provide sentence starters like, "I learned that," or "Next time, I'll try," to give them a framework to start with.
Yes, and another great tool is the exam or assignment wrapper. After a big test or project, students reflect on their preparation, what worked, where they struggled, and how they'll approach it differently next time. It's so practical because it ties directly to their performance.
And what about group reflection? I feel like that's where things can get really dynamic, but also where structure becomes crucial.
Oh, absolutely. One method I've seen work brilliantly is two stars and a wish. Students give two positive pieces of feedback and one suggestion for improvement. It's structured, it's constructive, and it helps them develop the skill of giving and receiving feedback.
And then there's carousel feedback, where students rotate through stations, leaving feedback on sticky notes. It's interactive and gets everyone involved, but you do need to set clear norms and rubrics for what good feedback looks like.
Exactly. And speaking of structure, roles in small group reflections can be really helpful too. For instance, you could have one student act as a facilitator, another as a clarifier, one as a connector, and another as a summarizer. Rotating these roles helps everyone practice different metacognitive skills.
That's such a good point. And to make reflection even more accessible, you can use scaffolds and sentence starters. For example, prompts like, "My goal for this lesson is," or "The strategy that's helping me right now is," can help students organize their thoughts.
Yes, and it's about giving them the vocabulary to talk about their learning. For younger students, it might be as simple as, "I got stuck when," or "Next I will." Whereas older students can tackle more complex prompts like, "My strongest evidence of learning is."
And of course, we can't forget self-assessment tools like rubrics. Including metacognitive criteria in your rubrics ensures that reflection becomes a formal part of the learning process. For example, students might be rated on how well they describe their strategies, explain why they worked, and set concrete next steps.
And it's not just about grading reflection, but also giving feedback on the quality of their reflections. Highlighting things like, "I love how you identified a specific strategy and explained why it helped you," can really encourage deeper thinking.
Another great tip is to model reflection yourself as a teacher. Think alouds are a fantastic way to show students how you plan, monitor, and evaluate your own work. It makes the process more tangible for them.
Absolutely. And it's so important to make reflection low stakes. Students need to know it's about growth, not punishment. That way, they're more likely to be honest and open about their struggles and successes.
And then there's the practical side of acting on reflections. For instance, if the majority of your class identifies the same muddiest point, you can plan a mini lesson to address that specifically. It shows students that their reflections matter and have an impact.
Exactly. And if you're short on time, even a simple weekly schedule can help. For example, start Mondays with a traffic light check, use exit tickets daily, and wrap up Fridays with a learning journal entry. Just 10 to 15 minutes a day can build those reflective habits.
That's such a practical way to look at it. And like any habit, it grows with practice. The more students reflect, the better they get at it. And, as you said earlier, it's not just about doing school, it's about owning their learning.
Exactly, James. And for teachers, it's about starting small, keeping it safe and routine, and showing students that reflection is a valuable part of their growth. It's such a rewarding process to see them develop that skill.
Well, I think that's a perfect note to end on. Start small, make reflection routine, and watch your students thrive. Until next time, take care and happy teaching.